Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Suri. Today we are talking about Sorrowland by Rivers Solomon.
Morena, that's right. Sorrowland, which is Rivers Solomon, I think it's her third novel. She's done The Unkindness of Ghosts and The Deed before this, but this is the first I've read of hers, and I think I'll be reading more. So Sorrowland it's an incredibly intense book, not for the faint of hearted. It follows 15-year-old Vern as she's escaping this religious encampment called Caneland. They're a black secessionist group that is seeking independence. But she finds that as the religious requirements become more and more, she feels with her two about to be born twins that she needs to escape. So she heads for the forest. I would say it's like a southern gothic horror and also very much like a classic survivalist story in a lot of ways, which kind of creates like this really brutal narrative. So the first part follows her raising her children in the wilderness, I guess battling the monsters of the natural world, the hauntings. She's being literally hunted by an ex-member of her community, the Fiend. And as she undergoes the violence of this natural world, she starts to feel these supernatural changes in her body. She starts developing like an exoskeleton and and all the descriptions of like her physical changes are like really eerie and dark, and there's just like these long paragraphs of her like being in excruciating pain as like these bones start to like grow out of her skin. It's like, it's very intense.
It sounds like, really gosh, good. Very heavy stuff. Is it like tough going?
Yeah, it is really tough going. I think she's like, she reminds me of people, like it reminds me a lot of Toni Morrison, in that the depictions of like the violence that people face from like the system, like the violence that people face from like the overarching systems that dictate their lives, it creates like these horrible conditions, and she doesn't shy away from like showing what those conditions are and also how it perpetuates like the system of violence that's enacted on its victims. And I think that reminds me a lot of people like Toni Morrison and James Baldwin. But there's also really like beautiful moments in here too. So part of Vern's escape from this religious society means that she starts to understand more about her sexuality. She starts to explore like queerness and her love for women like more deeply out in the wild, and it feels like she has more freedom to understand herself. And I think being 15 and being a little bit of a coming of age story as well, it feels like even more like intense, and really beautifully told. But yeah, it's definitely not like a light read.
No.
I was gonna say, because it is sounds like such a heavy read. What did you like about it?
I don't shy away from a dark read. I think it's always like I think it's always really interesting to read a little bit of like the psychopathy of like the world that we live in. And I think that I really loved reading, like it really feels like you can feel hints of like Octavia Butler, like in that kind of metamorphosis idea of like, you know, the physical ways in which like people are changed by violence, but also like how your psychology, your brain is changed by the trauma that impacts you as well. I think there's just so much going on, and I think there are times where like maybe it loses those threads a tiny bit. And my friend Kate made like this comment, which at first I was like, I don't know. She was like, these like 3-year-olds because I guess they live a little bit in this like surreal world, they have like they're really intelligent and they're always saying like these really profound things. And she was like, it just doesn't read as real. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know, I think it makes sense. But then it kept, as I kept thinking about it, it reminded me, I don't know if you guys have seen that like Twitter page of like it's like, I think there was like a time when journalists were talking about like how their kids would like respond to like
it was like
a parody of like my 5-year-old.
Yeah,
said,
my 5-year-old turned to me and said like the conditions of the patriarchy are making it really difficult for me to like. Yeah,
I think it was like really hard not to see that in some of like the reading of like the book. But I think other than that, it's like it's an outstanding, powerful read. And I think that it's like a really fascinating contemporary look at what people have already explored about human nature and violence and racism. And yeah,
all right,
fantastic.
So if people want to pick this up and give it a go, where can they find it?
You can find it any good independent bookstore. You can find it at Time Out and the University Bookshop downstairs as well. It's $37.
All right. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you.
For having me.
See you next time.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.